Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Matthew!
Let me do the weather before we get into what you said to me yesterday. Save it for the air. So hold on.
Okay. You want to do the weather in the studio or out of the studio or both?
More on that in just a moment. I want to give your afternoon yesterday proper time here at the beginning.
Okay.
That's the save it for the air.
Yeah.
Not our air doesn't work.
Yeah.
Today, mostly sunny skies this morning, but some scattered S and TSs developing during the afternoon. That's usually when I have those.
Yeah, same here, man.
High of 96, about a 40% chance of rain. Right now, clear 74 in Greer.
Hot as hell it's going to be.
All right. So, tell me about your afternoon. And truly, I'm not playing this up for the radio. Jimmy sent me a series of texts and said, if I tell you anymore, I'm going to ruin it. Let's save it for the air. And I was like, then let's do it early before we forget and we give it proper time.
Yeah. I was out with my buddy Tribble cruising around looking for the truck involved in the theft of his Jeep and possibly several other vehicles in the same night.
You talked about his Jeep was stolen from his bar, but it didn't run very well, and halfway ways down the road, it broke down, and they tried to hide it.
Yeah. Well, they had to tow it with chain.
And they pushed it with another vehicle, ended up totaling his Jeep.
They pushed it sideways and just messed it up all to hell, you know.
But their surveillance camera got a truck.
Yes, got okay. A truck. It was got what appeared to be a black F-250. So yesterday we're just cruising around, you know, looking for blue tarps, because there's a bunch of blue tarps laid out around we're just looking for the trap houses, and shocking, there's a blanking ton of possibilities.
When you say the tarps laying out, I'm not playing dumb here. What does that mean? I would imagine that means dead bodies.
Yeah, you see, there's a bunch of blue tarps strung up everywhere. It looks kind of like a trap house.
Oh, I see.
It's not universal. That's what that means. But it seems like, you know, places with a bunch of blue tarps strung out everywhere.
What if they used the blue?
With a bunch of cars and.
I've seen houses in Poe Mill before that have the blue tarps as curtains.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. Is that a trap house, you think?
No, probably not. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that. But
a trap house means like a drug house, right?
Yeah.
Trap, though, is more of like, you know, hip-hop.
Yeah, so we had some info where a few words. We were just riding around that area just looking for the truck.
Thinking it was a drug addict who may have stolen it for drug money.
Odds are, usually methamphetamine is involved with... Yes. A theft ring around here.
Yeah.
Seems to be. So, we're, you know, looking around.
You were eastbound and trucking.
Yeah. So at one point, Tribble driving. We're just looking. Pull into a driveway to back out and turn around. And we backed out in front of a black F-250 coming around the bend.
Is that the one?
They go up the road, and then they turn left. So we whip around. Turn around, follow them to see if it's them.
Yeah.
We're looking. Bunch of tires in the back of the truck, which is another sign because, you know, no serial number. Easy to sell used tires and stuff.
Uh-huh. Points at highway.
Yeah, a couple guys in there. No, we were in the south.
I'm saying points at highways where there's like six different businesses that sell used tires.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of places all over, man.
Yeah.
So we're following them, get the license plate off the truck. Got the number, got the tag number.
Yeah.
So at one point we're behind these guys, and obviously, at one point again I wasn't driving. I don't think I lost them, but they got spooked. So, wound up on River Road in Piedmont, turning off of Main Street in Piedmont, right across the river, right across the county line.
That's a rough road.
That sharp right hand turn. You want rough road, man? I'll show you rough road. That ain't rough.
I'm damn. There's a lot of turns.
I'll show you rough, but
you will not.
Rough road is my favorite kind of ice cream. Go ahead.
So yeah, we get up the road a little piece, and we don't see them. They turn off. What'd they do?
Drive off a cliff.
So we thought, well, they ducked us, I guess. So turn it around again, going back the other way, and they come whipping past us.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So they definitely ducked us. And then the plate off the truck came back to a Dodge Charger stolen off a golf course road in Piedmont last year.
Wow.
So it was definitely those dudes. We definitely had the truck with the black F-250 all scraped up down the sides, paint peeling off the hood, two skinny dudes in it.
Wow.
Possibly tweakers.
Tweakers.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we definitely saw them. Definitely saw the guys.
Wow. That's craziness.
Oh, yeah.
It's like live PD Piedmont.
It is, man. It is. Just trying to,
Tom, hold on.
Hopefully sitting somewhere so you can let somebody know.
Tom, I need to go to Piedmont right now. I'm getting a call that there's something over on River Road, I'm being told. Let's go over to River Road. I believe Officer 9 is over there. 9, what are you seeing out there? Go ahead. Tom Morris is here.
In pursuit of black F-250. Low speed pursuit. Speed limit pursuit of black F-250. Possible tweakers. Possible theft ring.
It's weird. Like, no other... Well, I'm not going to say no other drug, but, like, you don't see cokeheads out doing that stuff. It's always, like, meth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, before meth, what was it? What was the drug? Quaaludes?
Crack.
Yeah, but crack. Okay, prior to crack, then. What was it?
I don't know if there was one before that, man.
Yeah, that was a big one.
God.
Drunkenness and desperation maybe before that. But yeah, crack and then meth. And then...
I mean, there's always been thieves, but yeah. the way they are now. So you...
Seems like these folks are stealing a lot of vehicles, though.
But this is, wait a minute, still in Piedmont. The tarp houses, like... I'm just seeing a bunch of text messages now. 72341, carolinavapormill.com text line. Yes, I'm hearing that. Yes, people are saying that that's certainly a sign. I just don't. What does that mean? Like a sign of just poor? Like, how do I know I'm not driving through Tent City?
Well, yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's just one of the things you kind of look for to start, like, perking up and paying more attention.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, nothing against blue tarps, people who have them. I've owned them in my life. But when you start seeing a lot of them around, it's just. Perk up, pay attention. You might be kind of getting into the right area.
Yeah. And then did you...
That's all. North and more to tarps. Tarps are inconsequential.
See a lot of school buses.
I could go back in time, I wouldn't have mentioned blue tarps.
No. That's people are agreeing with you. My question was, I don't know... I didn't know the significance of that.
No, it just means, pay more attention when you start seeing a bunch of them around. That's all.
Nothing. Did you see a lot of school buses? Like, because that's...
No.
No.
No, not like old park wrecked ones? No.
No.
What about gray tarps? Because they got those, too.
Some of those, yeah. Mainly blue.
Hmm.
Man, just cruising around like a bunch of back roads I've never been down around the Piedmont, Pelzer area.
Yeah.
Man, it's rough out there.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's rough.
Just like the roads?
No.
Because you'll show us rough.
Like the conditions and the living. Rough living.
Get up there on the mill hill.
Yeah.
Ooh. A lot of swerving. Highway 20.
Don't be talking about Mill Hills now. Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's where good people come from, pal.
In between 20 and 25.
Oh, yeah. Well, before we got out in the road with the truck we were looking for, which is remarkable to
Wait a minute, Sticks. We're going back live to Piedmont right now. Live PD Nation.
One of the places that we were given a tip to check out was a trailer park right off 85.
Wait, you got tips?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A stereotyping.
Well.
Profiling.
Well, while we were cruising through, we did see somebody pull up and buy drugs.
Would you go to my house? Did you see my neighbors?
No.
It said drugs, not drummies.
I don't know what it was, man. But yeah, we were pulling through and stopped to talk to this kid who was out in his yard. When I say kid, I mean he's like 20 or so.
Uh-huh.
And then as we're pulling around, this little car pulls up. Lady driving, young lady driving.
When in bow-legged meth head ladies?
No, I don't think so. She didn't look like that.
All right.
But she pulls up, and by the time we loop around the cul-de-sac turnaround thing, whatever you want to call it, it's dirt road. I don't know if it's a cul-de-sac or not. It's a place to turn around, I guess. Right. She's backing down that road. She just pulled up, stopped, and was backing out immediately. So, yeah, she just bought something. She just bought something from the dude we was talking to.
Holy moly.
They also saw, for some reason, some dude was raising like a couple dozen roosters, but no chickens in cages behind a single wide.
Yeah. No, what? There were no cages or just cages?
No, it was one rooster per cage.
Uh-huh. That sounds like some fighting of cocks.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Well, there we go.
You may or may not be close to a vicinity where that happens a good bit.
If you were near a stream, I bet you were near a steel.
I've heard that that's still around Piedmont and Pelzer.
Oh, yeah.
Cockfights still around Piedmont and Pelzer.
Yeah. My God.
Maybe West Pelzer.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
No, I'm just reading like the whole thing about like now I know when I drive by a house what might be a meth house. But then for the people texting in, if there's a couch on the front porch, that does not mean a meth house.
No, you could be in a college town.
That's saying something poorly about my great aunt, rest in peace. She kept a great couch on the front porch, and it was in a screened-in porch, so it never it got rained on a little bit, I guess, but not like full-on rain. I wish the roof was off in here and it just rained on us right now. I mean, we'd get electrocuted, but damn, it's hot.
There's some rough parts, man.
Yeah.
Did you get the backside of Williamson all the way down 20 to Piedmont?
Yeah.
Through Pelzer?
Yeah. We first saw him was on Old Pelzer Road right off Rehoboth School.
Telling you.
Which is kind of rough out there, too.
Okay, so yesterday, remember, we were talking about how cold the other studio was. It was like 50, the production studio here. Today, this studio is, did you ever measure it, Fat Boy, in any way? I mean, it feels like it's a blistery 80.
Well,
it's got to be 80.
Temperature-wise?
Yeah. No, not your junk.
Not a weatherman.
I'm sitting here beginning to sweat after a few minutes. It's got to be 80 degrees.
Well, I think that's normal for me.
Yeah, yeah.
For you, maybe not.
They got a digital next door in the conference room. Should have them everywhere. But they got one there.
We got HVAC issues, man.
Yeah, man.
When I say we, I mean this building.
For 15 years. We moved over here in 2005, man. Yeah. So 14, like, in August 2005. So like 14 years we've been having HVAC issues.
I mean, it's and see, now we got to sit in here because like the other day I got called out by someone who broadcasts. And I didn't really get called out, but I was told to whisper because, and truly, I just screamed the F word at 9.
Yeah.
In the hallway here and did not realize that the studio door was open down at the other end because same issue down there. Studio was hot. So not that people are going to scream cuss words in the hallway, but we got to remember not to offend maybe a tour going through or, a summer camp. Summertime, they'll bring kids through here every once in a while.
Yep.
I go hide then. So we have to remember if we're going to say any like so-called bad words. Don't say them at the top of your lungs, or try to get them all out before 8:30.
Yep,
it's rare that the whole building is the air works at once. It's either half.
Well, it's always truly is it not always the studios? It's always that bathroom's never had any issue. Conference room's never had issue. Hallways are usually.
Well, a couple weeks ago, the bathroom was cold. God, it was cold.
I like that.
You pull them out.
You don't want a hot bathroom though. But we got issues.
Like there a sauna.
Go. Yeah, and if you worked on it, it'd be cool if you come back and finish it.
Yeah. Well, somebody will be back because there's screws all in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. There are screws down by the door to Todd's office.
Yeah. So somebody's going to come back and screw them back in.
Hopefully.
Either that or there was a few extra in the pile.
Yeah. If you could wind up with extra screws, like where'd you get them from?
Yeah.
Put them back.
This isn't going to set the tone for the show.
No. We'll forget that it's 80 plus degrees in here and getting hotter by the minute.
Expressing a little disgruntledness about that. But who isn't? It's summertime in the South. Mm-hmm. I mean, my house is hot.
Yeah.
I mean, my Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to say a couple hellos real quick. What's up to Melissa Steele? Vacationing in Key West, listening on the app this morning.
Yep.
Hey, Melissa. Enjoy your time in Key West, Florida.
I love it there.
Thank you.
Also, what's up, Steve Irvin, listening to us?
And Michael as well.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
No, you're thinking of Irwin, Crocodile Hunter.
Ernie Irvin, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Irwin.
And Looper, good luck today meeting the teachers. Golly, bum. Whoa.
That's going to be a treat for the teachers.
That's going to be.
I know, right?
I know that voice.
So what you're saying is I need to go get a pencil box and one of those trapper keepers that I pull to the side. And they're going to be like, wait a minute.
You need a number two
pencil. Let me look at this. Mr. Looper. Oh, my God. You're Looper.
Are you my kid's teacher?
Yes, I am.
Goodness.
By the way, did I mention that they're gifted?
They are. They should get straight A's.
Oh, I've met those kids. They certainly are.
I've got a couple of geniuses on my hands.
I'd like to go ahead and get those bumper stickers that say I'm a proud parent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kiwanis Club.
Of course. Still around. Right. Who doesn't want that?
Dude, we got a solid truth and consequences today. There's a situation that happened involving, I'm trying to say this without giving too much of a tease, but let's just say somebody got together with his buddy's sister. Mm. And this is all going to hit the fan here soon. So guy wants to take a, and I think this is a bad idea, but whatever, to be good radio. He wants to take a preemptive strike this morning and go ahead and call his friend and tell him about it before he hears about it from somebody else.
Yeah.
But that tells me he's scared that his buddy will beat his ass. Because otherwise, why would you do it? Why would you not say it in person? Unless you can't run fast or you're scared you might be taken down. But regardless, I ain't going to try to talk him out of it. Neither are you, Jimmy Jack, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
It's going to be solid.
Go ahead and do this.
Yeah, it's going to be good. That'll go down at around 7 o'clock this morning for brand new Truth and Consequences. And everybody who was a conspiracy theorist yesterday, we're going to read a bunch of stuff that happened about the Epstein.
Oh,
they're going both ways on that thing. We'll get into a bunch more of that stuff today as well. You can call us at any point, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. You can text us, 72341, thecarolinavapormill.com text line. On Twitter, at The Rise Guys, on Instagram, at The Rise Guys, and Facebook.com/Rise Guys.
Yes. Now, you guys in here, make sure you drink plenty of water today.
Oh, I always do. I mean, you know me.
Plenty of water in here today.
Plenty. Plenty water. Of water. Paige, what are you working on with the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out why Robert De Niro, Caitlyn Jenner, Blake Griffin, and Sean Hayes from Will and Grace, why are they getting together for one night? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I better make sure Blake Griffin don't get hurt.
Yeah, he's going to injure something.
He's going to bust his knee up again.
Right. All right. We'll find out all of that and what's going on next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
The planet. It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Well, why would the likes of Robert De Niro, Caitlyn Jenner, Blake Griffin, and Sean Hayes from Will and Grace team up for one night? The answer?
Probably some kind of AIDS benefit or cancer or refugees.
Oh,
some kind of refugees.
That's a good answer. Yeah. Like
migrants.
Well, here, this is the situation. Comedy Central.
Live Aid? Oh, Comedy Central, sorry.
Comedy Central.
Not Live Aid on Comedy Central.
No, Live Aid would be a good, I mean, we haven't done that in a while, right? That I know of.
In a few years.
Comedy Central has released a list of participants in this summer's Alec Baldwin Roast. So who's going to be the guest? I mentioned some of them. Robert De Niro, Caitlyn Jenner, NBA star Blake Griffin, Joe McHale from Community, and, of course, Deborah Messing. And then Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live.
Who is that?
He's a comic, but he does all the rap stuff.
Okay.
Do Migos, stuff like that.
I haven't really watched in the past couple seasons except for snippets.
And yeah, Jeff Ross will be there. And
Jeff Ross has to be there. Yeah. That's his. He owns that. That was his pitch. Part of the deal was he gets to be on all of them.
Roastmaster, Sean Hayes.
Oh, why?
From Will and Grace.
Jeff Ross, all-time roastmaster. That's funny. That's his only job.
He's the roastmaster general.
It's his only job. Let him have it.
Yeah, no, she said Sean Hayes is the roastmaster.
I know, but it should be Jeff Ross, all-time roastmaster. It's his only job.
Why the hell is Blake Griffin there?
Makes no sense at all.
I mean, he was funny on Broad City, but he's not a comic.
Yeah, there's plenty of money. Is that Jack from Will and Grace?
Yeah.
He has plenty of damn money.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the payday is big on it either.
So who won't be there? Kim Basinger and his daughter, Ireland, will not be there. unfortunately.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you know, sometimes that wouldn't be appropriate and might make Daddy really mad.
Man, I never met Alec Baldwin, but I was on a plane with him one time.
Oh, when you walk up to him?
Well, because they let him off the plane first. I didn't know he was on there until we got to LaGuardia. And then
LaGuardia.
Yeah, they told us all to sit there for a minute. And then Alec Baldwin, and I think Ireland was with him, got off the damn plane before any of us were allowed to get out of our seats.
Like, wow. Yeah. They didn't fly first class?
No, they were in first class, but they were, I mean, they left before anybody. They were ushered off the plane before anybody else even was allowed to leave first class. Got that VIP status, does Alec Baldwin.
None of the Baldwin brothers will be on there to bust his balls real good?
Not that I know of.
See, that would have been good.
Which one's Billy or Steven hates him? Which one's like the big right-wing guy?
Steven. Yeah. Steven. Okay. Steven's the one who was in Biodome and all the stoner stuff.
Yeah.
He played Barney Rubble in a movie. And then he became like this religious, like...
He's Kurt really Cameron Light now.
Conservative Baldwin. Yeah. I think, after he used to be the druggy Baldwin.
I think Steven, Baldwin. Steven's daughter's the one that says with Bieber.
Yeah, Haley Baldwin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well...
That's Mrs. Bieber. Which is weird.
Stupid.
Well, everybody has, you know, he's entitled to get married, I guess.
They should go live to the White House and let Trump get a few lines in on him since he's been taking all the crap from him on SNL.
Puerto Rico.
I'm sure Trump and Alec Baldwin would do a few lines.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah, without question. I'm sure they have before.
Yeah.
Well, the show will tape on Saturday, September 7th, and it will air on Sunday the 15th. So there you go. Get ready for that.
Those are always good when they would show them after midnight or whatever when they were uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always great. But they were still just horribly edited, I always thought.
Yeah.
The audience would just stop laughing all of a sudden and go straight to the next joke. And
yep.
That's what you have to do with editing.
Yeah, especially with roast editing.
I'm no editor.
Yeah, but how can you roast people nowadays? You know what I mean? Because like, you can't make any jokes anymore. There's so few jokes left that you would make it a roast that you can still make.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard to write roast jokes in 2019.
Yeah, but, like, you don't think you could, like, have your people go to Alec Baldwin's people and say, hey, look, is there anything off limits? Like, if I make a joke about the phone call to his daughter where he called her a little pig, is that okay?
Well, see, I
because if he turns it down, then that will eventually get out that Alec Baldwin said no to jokes about his daughter.
Well, I don't think it's that Alec Baldwin would care. I think it's that people watching would care. And then all of a sudden, Will and Grace ain't in syndication anymore.
You get. I remember. Yeah, they said Charlie Sheen rose. He wouldn't allow jokes about his mom. So
well,
I guess you get one that you get away with.
Okay,
maybe.
Hmm. Well, here's something exciting.
I think we all have our one. What would be exciting, Paige?
Well, it's the 25th anniversary of this show that premiered on September 22nd, 1994, and now this show is coming to a theater near you.
So, a TV show they're taking to theaters?
Yes, Friends will be in movie theaters. More than 1,000 theaters are hosting Friends 25, the one with the anniversary. What will it feature? 12 fan-favorite episodes, plus bonus content like interviews and behind-the-scenes footage. So it's going to happen for 3 nights, September 23rd, September 28th, and then October 2nd.
You know what I'm starting to think is happening?
5 hours long.
We're in that little that area where it's the reboots. It's the we are wearing the clothes some people are from a certain time period. And I often wonder if maybe time didn't end then.
Yeah.
And that's why we can't come up with any new ideas since. Like we're on a different plane right now or we're in a different, you know. Some kind of space-time continuum.
No, it makes sense. And you make perfect sense with that because culture stopped at some point. Cause,
yeah.
And I mean, now we just...
Except for us.
We're just, for the most part, tearing it down.
I know. And it's like we just keep hitting the wall of creativity and it's just bouncing back the same ideas. So I wonder if, like, creative time stopped and then everything else just kind of kept going.
Yeah, it seems... Yeah, maybe.
Thank you.
I saw... something yesterday, HBO, with HBO Max.
Yeah.
Might spend like $1.5 billion to get the rights to The Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother.
Well, it's like The Office, man. Like The Office, people were going to cancel Netflix if they took The Office off. Meanwhile, all day Sunday on Comedy Central is The Office.
Yeah, all the time, man.
Also,
YouTube. Escape the office.
I mean, it's everywhere.
I mean, it's a funny show, but it's weird, though, how people are so into it.
Yeah.
It's funny, but there's other funny shows, too.
It had its times.
It did. But there's other funny stuff, too, though. Yeah. It's not like the only fun show.
Yeah.
There's other ones that are just as good, and there's some that are even better.
But we know somebody who goes to sleep every night watching The Office.
Yeah,
really?
That's just kind of, it's got to mess with your dreams, I think. You're
going to
start having dreams about being out on the beat for him with Dwight.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about an individual who travels all the time, all kind of places, and every night falls asleep watching The Office.
Watching The Office. By the way, I'm not farting and blowing it on you. I'm just trying to get some air going over here.
Circulate some air in this hot studio.
Well, right. Lastly, a little bit of heaven can be found at through a drive-thru restaurant. And they've been testing this little side dish for the past few years. And now, because of yesterday, it's going to be a permanent menu item nationwide. So listen up, folks. Chick-fil-A's mac and cheese is now available nationwide.
Oh,
I don't know about it.
Yeah, they...
Do tell.
I think it started here yesterday.
Fat boy, you're not really a Chick-fil-A guy, are you?
Yes, I eat it all the damn time.
Okay, you know what?
It has a drive-thru, of course he is.
What's the mac and cheese? Is it just a mac and cheese, or does it have, like, chicken in it?
I don't know. I haven't had it yet, but it looks homemade.
Yeah, it's just a mac and cheese.
Large number one with two forks.
Oh, it's just a mac and cheese.
Yeah, I haven't had it, but, the people are like, they're so into eating Chick-fil-A that it kind of turns me off because it's like, I'm afraid if I eat it, like, I'm going to try to join a cult about it.
You afraid that you're going to be duped
into
something.
Obsession is like, it's like the obsession people have with it is like, it's good, but then they're so obsessed with it that it kind of makes me leery. Like, man, I think they might be putting something in there that makes people, like, form a religion around chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Because they ain't open on Sundays, is that what it is?
No, I don't care about that.
It's got to be hard to eat mac and cheese going down the road, though.
Really?
Can you just pour it in your mouth?
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be a problem. But then, there's other things, too. And some people are just, it has to be your mama's mac and cheese, and they're going to be really selective when it comes to that type of thing. And it has to be like the gooey crusted cheese on there, not just like, mixed mac and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, like the powder and the water and the...
So that will run you about roughly $3.
Good Lord.
If you had to go get that. So there you go. Depending on which market you're in.
Bring back carrot and raisin salad.
Better be a big one.
Now, see, that's an idea I can get behind, carrot and raisin salad.
Bring back chicken Q. That stuff was awesome. Barbecue chicken at Chick-fil-A when I worked there. That was all the rage.
They still do the chicken salad there? They used to have these chicken salad sandwiches you get on just like wheat bread. That
I don't think
was pretty
so.
Good.
Yeah. That would always piss me off when people say, can I get mine toasted? I'm like, you're going to pull forward.
No, I want it like, like slightly soggy fresh bread.
Right.
I want it like that on my chicken salad.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Thank you, Paige.
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
And I'm going to pre-thank Fat Boy because he's going to give us something great in the sports hole, right?
Did you hear about the quarterback and the cocaine?
His pants feel like a glove?
A charge?
No.
Turned out to not be cocaine. Though this is the odd part of the story. They tested positive for cocaine, but it was not cocaine. I'll tell you what it was.
Okay. Cornstarch.
You'll never guess this.
Hey, man, you think about being, like, for all the men and women out there that are law enforcement officers, I got to imagine when you pull somebody over and just see any powder, it just goes off. That's coke or drugs. Mm-hmm. But what if somebody was just putting some athlete's foot powder on their feet? Or a lady or even a man. It's hot. Putting some cornstarch here and there.
You're using talcum powder like you should if you're a responsible human being with some fat on you.
Not all talcum powder. Some of it causes cancer.
Yeah. If you're a cop and you hear this, you have to explain it to me.
Okay.
I don't know how this happened.
Oh, yeah. Man, somebody said Chick-fil-A in Georgia has mashed potatoes.
Oh. Better be good.
You might be thinking of Dwarf House.
Maybe.
That's the parent restaurant of Chick-fil-A.
That's the original.
Yeah, Dwarf House. All right, we'll get into the sports hole with Flu Blue right after this morning, everybody.
93.3, the planet's
coming. Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks. 93.3, the planet.
Rocks! And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah, the quarterback and the cocaine. This is a... Georgia Southern football player, the quarterback, Shy Works. Maybe it's Shea Works. S-H-I-E. Let's go with Shy. He was pulled over July 31st for speeding. And
speeding.
Yep.
Speeding.
Hey, man, you got to quit having a lead foot.
You sure it wasn't 9 and triple chasing down meth heads?
We weren't going. We were speed limit pursuit, man.
No, of course.
KT.
For real, it was.
So the police noticed two white spots on the car. Not in the car, but on it. So the cops thought it was cocaine. And here's where it gets odd.
Like, when you say on the car, you mean outside the car? Yeah. Like on the car. Okay.
So they test it.
Oh.
They do the field test, you know, where they put in that little water-looking baggie and they flick it.
Yeah, I've seen it on Live PD Nation.
And it tested positive for cocaine. So they charged him with possession of...
Cocaine. Right.
Well, the quarterback's lawyer, wanted a more sophisticated lab test. And it came back showing that it was indeed not cocaine.
It was not cocaine.
It was actually bird poop.
Yeah.
The quarterback was telling him, I swear it's bird poop. I play football. I don't do cocaine. Cop's like, hey, it tested positive, buddy.
Oh.
You're getting charged for cocaine.
Dang. How did he get access? I guess his lawyer did. Okay.
Yeah.
He got it.
They ordered a different test. More sophisticated test showing the substance was not.
But what's the
cocaine.
Oh my god!
What's the ink in the ointment like, or the fly in the ointment there?
I don't know.
Like, why would it? Why would bird poop test positive for cocaine on a roadside drug test?
I think they said the odds of those little field tests being faulty are like 1 in 1,000.
Well, there you go. Dang, man! Yeah. Oh man!
I mean. It's not really embarrassing for anybody. I mean, if you're a cop and it shows it tests positive, then what are you going to do?
No, you got to go with what it says. Absolutely.
Yeah. It'd be odd, though, to be on the outside of the car.
Yeah, that's where I keep it. And I smear it on the side.
Snorting lines off the hood. You want to watch the Panthers today? There's only one more practice after today, but 9:25 to 11:30, the Bills are in town. Joint practice. You get to see two teams.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera said fighting will not be tolerated. He says he's not going to put up with that blank. He cussed yesterday. He's cussing a lot here.
Which word?
He is.
S-word. S-word.
But if you watch the Amazon show with the Panthers, they all cuss left and right.
What is the Amazon show with the Panthers?
It's All In or something. They'll profile. It's like Hard Knocks, but for the whole season.
Isn't All In Clemson? Like, I've seen several businesses that are not affiliated, like, you know, trying to push that they're Clemson fans. And, like, other, like, national companies use that. Is that not... a Clemson exclusive?
I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't know if you can trademark it or not. I mean, I know you can, but I don't know if even Dabo's the one who came up with it.
If it started there or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they'll profile these NFL teams for – and you know what? These guys forget the cameras are there because you really, for the most part, when you're indoors, you don't have a cameraman pointing at you. They use these fly cameras that are in the ceilings and whatnot to record what all is going on.
Hmm.
Cam Newton cusses like hell.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Kuechly even a little. I was like, God. That was kind of the shock. You ever hear Luke Kuechly say a bad word?
I remember the first time I heard Wonderboy cuss. I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
I know, man. It was a shock.
You're so nice. Then again, we're nice. We cuss.
By the way, All In is owned by Archie Munker, it says here.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Listen to this, man. I'm going to stretch for a minute. But this was on ESPN's website, so I'm going to roll with it. And it is an emerging sport. Talk about esports. Freaking, this is, all right, look. So the kid who won the Fortnite tournament,
right.
16-year-old from Pennsylvania, Kyle Giersdorf, his, I guess his streaming name's Booga, or Booga.
Booga.
B-U-G-H-A.
Booga.
Coming to get you.
He won the $3 million grand prize. He was swatted Saturday night. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay, so, oh, man.
He just got his ass handed to him?
No. He was doing a Twitch live stream. He had to pause for about 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Being swatted is when somebody calls in a threat on you that is egregious enough to warn a SWAT team at your residence.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, SWAT. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was some kind of gaming terminology.
That's what happened to him. He said, they came in with guns, bro. They literally pulled up.
Bruh.
That's scary. The internet's blanking crazy. Well, what's odd is one of the SWAT members recognized the kid and then told him, you know, oh, he got swatted, and, you know, that's all that was going on here. But it happens a good bit. I'm trying to remember. I don't think it's going to happen in this story. The exact complaint that this person filed against Booga.
Like, but what would that 911 call sound like?
I don't know. Okay.
Well, are they referring to him as Booga?
I don't know. Somebody who did it before pled guilty to 51 federal charges related to fake calls and threats.
Wow.
Including a call to where they swatted somebody in Kansas saying that they were holding hostages in the home.
Hmm.
They resulted in deaths.
Gosh.
Getting swatted.
Yeah, yeah.
This is huge, but $3 million. I've seen the where the setups they have where they sit down and play. It's like if you're sitting in a stadium, it's full of people. It's like if you put computers in the well,
yeah,
and they pack it out.
Oh yeah,
it's like overseas with darts. You ever watch darts?
It's huge, man.
Yeah,
massive. I'm sitting here thinking like people have to be crazy to go and sit and watch people compete on something that really doesn't matter. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying I can't believe people pay to go sit in an arena and watch people compete in a game that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you're like me. We're in Fat Boy too.
I'm saying sports and video games, same thing.
Yeah, yeah. When we grew up, the worst thing in the world was watching other people play video games.
Right.
Oh yeah. Like, waiting on your turn.
Waiting on your damn turn, man.
Not now.
Yeah. Somebody texted about the QB with the bird poop cocaine.
Yeah.
Somebody texted and reminded us that not that long ago was the thing where the donut glaze tested positive for meth.
Oh, I don't remember.
And that was local. And it just makes you think, have you ever been watching an episode of Cops or Live PD and seen them test anything that didn't come out positive?
No, there's never a false. Oh, it's our bad.
I've never seen the police test something and it come back negative.
So you're saying
test a bottle of water and you got liquid meth.
So you're saying maybe the companies that manufacture this have a deal with somebody way up the ladder. Certainly the guys performing these tests don't realize this.
No, it's just something that I've never seen. I'm sure it happens, but apparently anything you test with those kits comes back positive, no matter if it's donut glaze or bird poop.
And it's live. So yeah, that's an interesting point. Because I've seen a good bit of live PD, and when they shake them, they always turn blue or purple.
Them. Like you thump your buddy. Yeah. That's the hole, man. Let me get out of here.
All right, that's the sports hole. We told you about it earlier. Truth and Consequences today. A guy is going to tell his friend that, not just like a high school buddy, somebody he sees a lot, that he hooked up with his sister.
Oh, no.
There is way more to the story, even more than that. So he's going to jump the gun on this before it all hits the fan. Truth and Consequences, The Rise Guys, right after this. Morning, everybody.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
You guys rock, and it's just a blessing to be driving to work.
Really enjoy your show.
It's The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the first time I look forward to morning radio.
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.